Three hearings down, one to go. The legislature's Joint Finance Committee is getting public input on Governor Evers' proposed state budget and their own budget plans. The governor's $91 billion plan would be a nearly 10% increase over the current two-year budget. It includes a $1.6 billion boost for K-12 schools, a $192 million increase for the UW system. It also aims to spend more than $94 million to modernize the state's unemployment insurance system and hire more staff. Republican leaders in the legislature have said they'll start from scratch with their own budget plan. Public hearings have been held this month in Whitewater, Rhinelander, and Menominee. There's also a virtual hearing this week. Then the Joint Finance Committee will take up individual pieces of the plan. You can join in on the conversation at 800-642-1234. What are your thoughts? What are your priorities for Wisconsin's budget for the next couple of years? What do you want lawmakers to know before they get to work on the plan? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll hear today from two state lawmakers, including Democratic Senator LaTanya Johnson from Milwaukee. Now, Joan Balwag is a Republican state senator from Marquesan and a member of the Joint Finance Committee. Senator Balwag, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Happy to be with you and your listeners, Rob.
Well, you've had three of these hearings, Senator Balwag, a lot of testimony. What kind of things are you hearing from the public at these hearings?
Well, most of the folks are coming in support of different particular aspects of the governor's budget. There have been a few that are advising against some things, but we've heard, depending on where you were on a particular campus, we heard things about that particular campus is asked. We've heard support for K-12 funding. We've heard support from our long-term care community in trying to get them some increases to what is currently MA funding for them. They've been working really hard through this period of COVID with their very vulnerable population, and they lose money on each of those patients that are with them for MA. So that's been something that's been at every topic at every hearing.
There have been calls for some more hearings. The speaker schedule has filled up pretty quickly on all of them so far. The Joint Finance co-chairs say they're going to stick with the current plan. Would you support having more hearings, or is four enough and people can comment in different ways?
Well, people can comment. They can contact their legislator directly. They can contact the members of Joint Finance, and there is a Joint Finance Committee email that people can contact also with their information. But we did run out of folks at the three public hearings. The UW-Whitewater one, we ran out of people at 4. Up at Rhinelander, we ran out of people at 3:30. And at UW-Stout and Menominee, we ran out of folks to testify at 4:30. Now, I know the virtual slots filled up pretty quickly, but I think that we're hearing some pretty common themes. And so individual folks can contact us directly.
We've got this budget proposal from Governor Evers. Leaders in your party in the legislature say they're going to kind of build their own plan instead of starting from there. Do you see areas of common ground that you think Republicans in the legislature could look at the governor's plan and come up with something that they all agree on?
I think that is very likely. If you take a look at several of the bills that we passed in the legislature 2 weeks ago on how to spend some of the federal funding that's coming forward, it was an attempt to say there's some things in the budget that we all agree on, so let's target some of this federal funding so that we can reserve our general purpose revenue and our tax dollars to the ongoing needs that we have in Wisconsin. So it was disappointing that the governor didn't take us up on those proposals, but we're going to continue from the legislative side to budget responsibly. We have a surplus here in Wisconsin right now, even though many states around us are suffering after the pandemic. And I think that, you know, the governor's proposal to raise taxes, even with doing some of the Medicaid expansion and taxing recreational marijuana, are still things that are still beyond what we're going to be comfortable with.
Talking to State Senator Joan Balwag, Republican from Marquesan, member of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, about big budget priorities for the next 2 years here in Wisconsin. At Senator Balwag, you chair the Senate Agriculture and Tourism Committee. What do you see as some top priorities for the state budget in those areas?
Well, I think those are some things that we will be able to agree on. Everyone realizes that last term we had a speaker's task force on water quality. Last term, the governor did say it was the year of drinking water and water quality. So there are individual proposals that he's put in his budget that were actually some of those bills. So I certainly think that we're going to be able to come together on those, addressing some of the non-point issues. The producer-led watershed ideas is something that we really need to take a look at. The well compensation grants, and of course, continuing to do what we can to combat some of the lead issues that we've seen in our water. Now, a couple of things on more the agricultural side is a bill that Representative Kurtz and I introduced. It was something that he introduced last term, and the governor has a similar type of proposal in the governor, and this would be an ag export initiative. The difference is that we've put into our bill is to make sure that all of agriculture is covered for exports. If you take a look at Wisconsin, where one of every nine folks are dependent or connected to the ag economy for their jobs, and we're in the top 10 in the United States for states in producing ag and ag receipts, but we are in the next tier when it comes to ag exports. So the $5 million that we're proposing over the next couple of years is something that I think will help us connect and really expand those markets. And the other thing I wanted to mention that was something that everyone knows, we had quite a disruption to our the supply chain when it came to meat during the pandemic. And the governor has a proposal to enhance meat processing in Wisconsin. I think, and I've heard from local folks that people who are visiting Wisconsin, people who are who live in Wisconsin, they're looking to get their meat from their local processors. And so this proposal that the governor has that I think we'll try to get done has to do with allowing for local processors to expand. Workforce is always a problem, so that is something that is in the governor's proposal, as well as having our good Wisconsin folks be the ones who are doing the meat inspection at those processors. So those are a couple of the ag issues that I know we're going to be taking a look at.
I want to touch on education for a bit, because for the governor's budget proposal, that's what drives a lot of the increased spending, both the K-12 schools and the university system as well. When you look at the scale of what the governor is calling for, do you see room for that? Do you see that as being affordable?
Well, Wisconsin does spend about 65% of all the funding to our K-12 schools. Of course, with our school funding formula, that doesn't exactly flow the way everyone would like. But as a former elementary teacher myself, I know what it's like to be in the classroom and, you know, value especially those earliest of years so kids are prepared. The saying is that you start out learning to read so you can learn by reading as you move forward. So, yes, I think we've done quite a job in supporting special education. In last budget, we increased that by quite a bit. That was also something that we heard in the listening sessions around the state. And another thing that people have been talking to us is support for mental health of our children in our K-12 schools, and that was something that I worked on last term as the chairperson of the Speaker's Task Force on Suicide Prevention. So we did get a couple of those bills signed into law last year, but not all of them. So these are some of the same type of programs that the governor has in his budget. So we hope to enhance some of the, one of our initiatives was for additional training for folks that would go into our schools to train the trainers so that they have a better handle on how to do this. At our meeting when the DPI was in front of us for the agency briefings, I was asking our current state superintendent, not the superintendent to be, questions about are we thinking forward, are we preparing our educators as to how they're going to handle for those students that were not in school, the related trauma from that. And also, I've heard from people in my school districts, most of whom have been open full time, just to make sure that they are taking care of these students when they have questions and maybe are unsure about what's happening in the big wide world.
Senator Baldwin, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Happy to be with you.
Joan Baldwin is a Republican state senator from Marquesan, member of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee. We'll get a Democratic take on the state budget in just a moment. We pick up our talk now on the state budget. The Joint Finance Committee has been holding public hearings on Governor Evers' proposed two-year spending plan. There's a virtual hearing coming up on Wednesday. Republican leaders in the legislature say they'll build their own budget plan. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts and questions about the budget. We just heard from Republican Senator Joan Baldwin. Now we get a Democratic perspective from LaTanya Johnson. She's a state senator from Milwaukee who also serves on the Joint Finance Committee. Senator Johnson, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, what are your overall thoughts so far on the state budget proposal and where it's going?
You know, my overall thoughts on the state budget is that Governor Evers has gotten it right. We see the emphasis on Wisconsinites, the people, small business. And I believe that reflects from what he's heard around the state, from what people want to see in the budget. You know, it's always a matter of what my Republican colleagues will allow to stay in the budget. But so far, I think he's hit the nail on the head with the things that people from Wisconsin want to see in their budget.
We just heard from Senator Baldwin about special education funding. The governor's proposal would boost about $713 million. That would mean the state's picking up about half eligible special ed costs for districts. That's up from 29% now. What is your reaction to that part of his proposal?
I think that's excellent because special education in the state has been underfunded for so, so long. And we need to make sure that our kids with disabilities, that they're receiving the quality education that they deserve. And when there's not enough money in the budget for special education, the schools find themselves having to take that revenue from their general funds. I think the Department of Public Instruction indicated that the school district spent an estimated $270 million on pupil services. And, you know, that, and the state only reimbursed them for about $6 million of that. And so not only does investing in special education helps those kids with disability receive a quality education, but it also gives the school the flexibility that they need to address the needs of the general student population. And that's just as important.
One concern from Republicans about the governor's budget is even if these are worthy things he wants to spend money on, it's a big increase. And it requires a lot of revenue in the form of getting rid of some tax exemptions that are on the books, would require, it includes recreational marijuana, which Republicans say they are going for. What would you say about just the cost, the price tag of what the governor has put forth here?
You know, the cost is substantial, but so is investing in Wisconsinites. We've just came through a year of COVID where everyone is hurting, and particularly our kids and their school systems are hurting. Everyone is trying to find extra revenue to make ends meet. So we can't continue to leave money on the table and not, you know, service the people of the state in the ways that they need services. And the quality services cost. And the fact that it's a pandemic, we're going to have to invest not only in the needs that our residents had prior to COVID, but also in the needs that they have after COVID. And that's going to cost substantially.
We're talking about Wisconsin's state budget. A new one is in the works. Senator LaTanya Johnson is with us, state senator from Milwaukee, who serves on the Joint Finance Committee. I know you have your eye also on funding for the UW system in a few different ways. The Evers budget would include an expansion of the program called Bucky's Tuition Promise, including free tuition for some low-income state residents. Why do you have your eye on that specific part of the budget?
That is one of the most my favorite parts of the budget, because it is a game changer for Wisconsin. It will allow so many more students from economically disadvantaged families to go to college. It provides free tuition for any UW school for kids whose parents earn under $60,000. Now, that's going to be after all qualified financial aid is received, but that's huge. For so many kids in the state, the families just can't afford to pay that parental contribution. And for so many kids, you know, college is just unobtainable because they have to work and their parents can't afford to help out. And so this would be a game changer in allowing those students to be self-sufficient and to enroll in these universities and to get that quality education. Because even students who do enroll, because the parents can't afford to help out, some of them find themselves having to drop out because the cost is just too high. And we want to give everyone in this state an opportunity to receive a higher education and contribute to the state. We have so many needs in terms of social workers and nurses and individuals in the health field and even teachers, and especially for those individuals to be people of color. So this would be a game changer for Wisconsin.
We had a question from a listener, Terry in Racine, wondering and looking for insight on why the Medicaid expansion plan continues to get turned down in Wisconsin. Long-running debate when the Affordable Care Act passed, Wisconsin didn't take extra federal money. I believe Governor Evers' budget calls for taking it. Republicans in the legislature say, nope, still no. What's your read on that?
You know, I agree. I'm wondering the same thing, because it makes no economical sense that we would continue to not expand Medicaid. Not only could we save taxpayers $650 million, but on top of that, we would be eligible for an additional $1 billion, making that $1.6 billion that we're missing out on. When Republicans say that we can't afford certain things in this budget, and particularly the cost, I don't understand that conversation, because we're leaving $1.6 billion on the table. COVID hit communities of color exceptionally hard. And the reason that community of colors suffered from COVID so much worse than our white counterparts is because a lot of us already had pre-existing conditions. In so many of our impoverished neighborhoods, just like rural areas, you don't have access to doctors, especially those in underprivileged, disadvantaged communities. So this would not only allow us to expand the coverage by 38%, but it would give us extra incentive dollars for accepting it. And so there's no logical explanation that you can provide in saying that we can't afford anything in this budget when we are leaving $1.6 billion on the table.
In just our last few moments, Senator Johnson, do you have thoughts to share with your Republican colleagues on ways to work together?
You know what? In this building, in this atmosphere, if I had that advice, I would probably be, you know, a Pulitzer Prize winner or something. But we have to find a way to work together. And we have to be respectful and accepting of each other's ideas. To just say that, you know, certain parts of the budget is just going to be flat out rejected when my Republican colleagues have sat in the same listening sessions that I have, and Medicaid expansion, special education, education period for our kids come up over and over and over. It's really easy in these positions to not remember that we sit in seats of privilege, but those seats should extend to empathy and sympathy for other people around this state that do not have the same opportunities that we do. And if there are people in our state that are suffering, it's our job to try and remedy that. This state has been ranked the worst place in the nation for African American children. So you know what that is for their parents as well. We can't continue to just kick these problems down the road and expect them to remedy themselves. It's going to take work, it's going to take legislation, and it's going to take cooperation. And so far, that's been the most difficult thing to accomplish.
Senator Johnson, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
LaTanya Johnson is a Democratic state senator from Milwaukee. We heard from Republican Senator Joan Volweg, both on the Joint Finance Committee. Find out how to comment at WPR.org Central Time.